我们怎么样子来表达我们对母亲的一些感恩
？How about flowers, breakfast in bed, dinners, Hallmark cards, and other gifts?
也许是花，也许是送到床上的早餐，也许是一个卡片，也许一些礼物。
Well, three very successful sons discussed the gifts that they gave to their elderly mother on Mother's Day.
有三个非常成功的儿子。他们在一起商量要给妈妈什么样的礼物。
The first boasted, I gave mother a top-of-the-line Mercedes, fully loaded.
一个儿子就说了，我要给妈妈那个第一流的那个车子 ，Mercedes 的这个 model。
And the second said, Well, I won up on you. I built a big house for mother.
第二个儿子说，我的要比你更好。我要为妈妈建一座很大的房子。
And then the third said, I've got you both beat. You know how mother enjoys the Bible and how she cannot see very well now?
第三个就说了，我的会比你们两个都要好。你知道妈妈已经眼睛不行了，妈妈非常的喜欢看圣经。
Well, I sent her a parrot that can recite the whole Bible.
所以我要预备送给他一个鹦鹉，这个鹦鹉呢，会把圣经的经文都背出来。
It took 12 years for 20 monks in a monastery to teach this bird.
在修道院里头，有20个修道士花了12年的功夫才把这个鹦鹉给训练出来。
And I know it was expensive because I pledged $100,000 a year for 10 years to get this bird.
我们知道这个花费非常的大，我还答应在未来的十年里头，每一年要奉献他们10万块钱。
But mother is totally worth it.
但是母亲值得这一切的花费。
She just has to name the chapter and the verse, and then the parrot recites it perfectly.
母亲只要指出是哪一本书、哪一章、哪一节，这个鹦鹉呢就会把它背出来。
So soon after, mother mailed out her thank you notes to her sons.
在那之后不久，母亲就开始写一些感谢信给她的儿子。
To her first son, she wrote, "Thank you, Marvin, but I'm nearly blind."
对第一个儿子，她就说：“谢谢你 ，Marvin， 但是我的眼睛几乎看不见东西了。
So I can't drive.
所以我没有办法开车。
I stay home all the time. It's sad I never get to use the car.
我在家里头待着，但是心里头很惶惑，我没有办法去开那辆车子。
To her second son, she wrote, "Thank you, Michael."
第二个儿子，他说谢谢你 ，Michael。
But the house you built is too large.
这个房子你送给我的的确是非常的大。
I live in only one room, but I have a whole entire house to clean now.
我只住一小间房子。但是我要把这整个大房子整理得很清楚，打扫清洁。
But to her third son, she wrote, "Dearest Melvin, you are the only son to have good sense to know what your mother likes."
所以呢，第三个儿子说，我最亲爱的 Melvin， 你总是非常体贴妈妈的心。
That chicken was delicious.
那条鸡的确吃起来非常的味道非常好。
Today, may we all bless our mother with our love, thanksgiving, and gifts.
今天我们大家来这里都是为我们的母亲，为我们的母亲献上我们的祝福、我们的爱、我们的感恩和礼物。
Whether our mother is near or living far or now with the Lord.
无论我们的母亲是在这里或者在远处或者是已经与主同在。
Whether we send her a card or $1 million chicken.
无论是我们送给他一辆车子也好，或者送他一只100万的一条鸡。
May she be remembered as priceless as she is, worth far more than rubies.
我们愿意我们的母亲都被我们记得清清楚楚，是那样子的有价值，她的价值远胜过那个珍珠。
On a more serious note, over the recent months, we've been captivated by all the events being reported through TV, internet, and social media.
那么在最近我们可以看到在新闻上有很多很多的大事件发生在 电视上这个网络上头社会媒体上头我们看到许许多多的事情
through CNN BBC ABC News Facebook and Twitter we receive real-time reports and graphic images of things that would be far removed in past generations
我们看到这许多的电视台上头这些社会媒介上头我们看到许许多多一些现场转播的一些事情
Bad news have become up close and personal in almost every one of our homes.
这些不好的一些事件很快的就会传到我们的家里，似乎变得非常的接近，跟我们非常的息息相关。
How do we explain these things to our children?
我们怎么样子来为我们的子女们来解释这些事件？
There have been unprecedented mega earthquakes around the globe.
我们听到这许许多多很大的这种地震
in Chile, in Pakistan, New Zealand, Burma, and then a 9.0 in Japan.
智利、巴基斯坦、New Zealand, 那么缅甸、日本等等。
There have been subsequent tsunamis, nuclear meltdown, catastrophic loss of life.
我们听到那海啸，这个核能电厂的危机。许多的生命失散。
There's been domestic tornadoes and floods in this country.
在这我们也看到许许多的龙卷风和淹水。
Political upheaval that spread in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Syria, and even touching us in China.
我们看到许多在政治上的一些冲突，我们看到这个突尼斯啊，埃及、利比亚、叙利亚。甚至于在中国
The economy is struggling, rising gas prices, cuts and debts.
我们也看到在经济上头的一个不景气，我们看到我们加油的那个价钱高得不得了。
And then in the past 2 weeks, we've seen the British national celebration of the royal wedding.
过去这两个礼拜，我们也看到英国皇家的这个婚礼。
And then an American national celebration of the death of Bin Laden.
我们也看到在美国一个全国的一个庆贺，听到 Bin Laden 已经被打死。
As mothers and fathers to the next generation, we are deeply concerned for our children.
作为母亲、父亲的，我们非常的关切我们的下一代。
We want to protect them from harm.
我们希望能够保护他们，不免于受害。
We want them to be rooted in Christ to live and love well.
我们愿意我们的子女都在基督里头生根，能够去存活，能够去爱。
But we worry for our children, are they sleeping well?
但是我们担心我们的子女是不是睡得够。
Will they truly be happy?
他们将来是不是真的很喜爱。
Will they know deep peace instead of constant stress?
他们是不是真正的有那深处的平安，还是说不断的有那么多的压力
？Will they overcome temptations and seductions?
他们能不能够克服那些引诱
？Will they become good men and good women?
他们是否能够成为一个好的男人、好的女人
？Will they follow God and finish strong?
他们是不是能够跟随神，能够变得非常的强壮？
I really wish I can teach a formula to my children that if you only do A, B, and C, then you will live happily ever after.
我很希望我们如果能够有这么一个公式交给我们的子女，你能够做到 A, B, C, 那么你就能够非常的快乐。
Or preach a sermon that has X, Y, and Z, that then you'll live trouble-free.
或者是接着讲到，如果你能够做到 X, Y, Z, 那么你这一生就不会有任何的麻烦。
But there's no perfect formula or an owner's manual how to raise perfect kids for a perfect life.
但是那里没有一个公式或者一个手册能够让我们的子女过着一个完美的生活。
Instead, we must seek the perfect love of a perfect Savior to build a spiritual home.
我们却要去寻求那一个完美的爱跟那个完美的救主来建造我们属灵的生命。
Being rooted in Christ will secure them when those storms will hit.
能够在基督里头生根，是真正能够让他们在未来的风暴里头 变得非常的安稳，非常的有保障。
There is a societal concern that our educational system is raising a generation of kids who will be an inch deep and a mile wide.
那么我们有一个在社会上的一个问题，我们看到也许今天的这个教育的系统，造就出来下一代的子女，他们只有一英寸的那么深度，却是好多英里的这么一个宽度。
That they will shift wherever the pressures push them.
他们也许会跟着这个风吹那个潮流等等，会走到不同的方向。
That they will lack the values and conviction to stand up under the pressures.
他们会在面临压力和风暴的时候，因为缺乏那个价值观和心里的那个信念，然后会被走到不同的方向。
The only way for a tree to survive through a heavy storm is with healthy roots.
一棵树能够胜过那个风暴，它是必须要有一个非常强壮的一个根。
If the roots become rotted with disease or insect, the tree will die.
如果那个树根已经腐烂了，而且有虫在那里，那么这个树就会死掉。
We may think that roots grow deep and anchor into the ground, but actually tree roots systems are naturally shallow and horizontally widespread.
我们印象中也许这个根是长得非常的深，非常的长，钉在地的底下，但是实际上这个树根常常是非常的浅，而是横方向扩散。
It's interesting that most of the roots will stay on the top 18 inches of the soil, where they can reach the source of water, oxygen, and minerals closer to the surface.
大部分的那个树根都是止于在表土那18英寸的表土里头，因为那里有最多的水，有氧气，有这些矿物质。
And underneath this perfect surface, there's an intricate system of roots. It's vital for lifelong connection to the source of its source of energy.
在一个很平面的那个表面之下，有一个错综复杂的那个树根的一个系统，成为这个树的生命的跟泉源的一个联系。
Underneath our perfect model Asian facade and our surface, what are our roots like?
在一个典型的一个亚洲人的那个表面的那个景象底下，我们的那个根是什么样的呢？
Are we rooted and built up in Christ, strengthened in faith and overflowing with thankfulness today?
我们是不是在耶稣基督里头向下扎根，向上结果呢？
Today we will look at Colossians to build our church and our families.
今天我们从哥罗西书来看这个教会跟家庭是怎么样子来建造的。
Let's pause a moment to seek the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起低头，一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
We humbly approach your throne of grace.
我们谦卑地来到你施恩的宝座之前，
To lift up our church and our families before you.
我们要举起我们的教会，我们的家庭，
That you may build in us a spiritual home.
让你来这里建造一个属灵的家。
Root us firmly in Christ, that we will be overflowing in thankfulness.
让我们能够在基督里头生根，让我们能够满心充满感谢。
We treasure the role you have given our moms and dads to play.
我们很珍惜你给我们母亲、父亲所担任的那个角色。
Amidst all the bad news in the world,
在这世界上，我们看到许多不幸的事件。
To hold our hands and walk with us,
你能够牵着我们的手，跟我们一起同行。
In times of celebration and times of uncertainty,
在庆贺的时刻，在一个不稳定、不能够预测未来的时刻。
You, O Lord, are our God.
你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
You, O Lord, are greater, stronger, and higher.
你是我们的主，你要更大、更强、更高。
There is no one like you.
没有其他的能够像你。
And if our God is for us, no one could ever stop us.
如果我们的神是为我们的，没有人能够停止我们。
And if our God is for us, nothing could stand against.
如果我们的神是跟我们同在，没有任何事情能够阻挡我们。
For you, O God, are our Lord.
因为你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名在这祷告。Amen.
Let's read the scripture today, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们接下来读这一段经文，先用英文，然后我们再用中文一起来读。
Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which is powerfully works in me. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I present you in spirit and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
我们一起用中文来念哥罗西书第一章第二十四节到哥罗西书第二章第七节。我们一起用中文来念。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺乏。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘，在外邦人中说何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心尽力。我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心尽力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督，所积蓄的一切智慧知识都是在他里面藏着。我说这话，见有人用花言巧语迷惑你们，我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。见你们循规蹈矩，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心就更增长了。
As we make an effort to build a spiritual home with our families, we can learn from how the Apostle Paul builds a spiritual home with the young Christians in the Colossian church.
当我们在那里努力建造一个属灵的家的时候，我们可以看到从保罗使徒保罗身上那个建造教会的在哥罗西教会那个地方看到一个很好的榜样。
Paul saw all the potential dangers that a young church would face. Threats like deceptive words, heresies, worldly philosophies, human traditions, and insisting on certain Jewish traditions.
保罗看到那个很年轻很小的那个教会，他看到里头有许多潜在的危机，譬如说那些引诱人这个迷惑人的一些教导，一些不正确的教导，一些传统，一些世界上的一些哲学跟这些天使的敬拜。
So foremost he taught them one thing, the supremacy of Christ.
他的总结是要谈到主耶稣基督那个极大的那个能力。
That it would be Jesus' death and resurrection was enough to reconcile all sinners.
他说耶稣基督的死和复活足够让所有的罪人与神和好。
That Jesus was supreme to have the power to save all sinners from the powers of darkness.
基督他那个最高的能力能够让所有的罪人都从那个黑暗的权势里头被拯救出来。
And so what we call the lordship of Jesus or the supremacy of Jesus is all the more important today for our families.
所以我们今天看耶稣基督至大实际是今天我们在家里头最重要最重要的一件事。
So what does building a spiritual home take from Paul?
那么从保罗的眼光来看，怎么样子才能够建造一个属灵的家呢？
To sum up this passage, first, Paul did some hard work for the church.
我们做一个简洁，那么首先，保罗他经过许许多多很艰苦奋斗的工作。
He said that he suffered for them. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works. And I'm struggling for you and for those in Laodicea.
耶稣基督，保罗用这样的字眼，他说，我为你们而受苦，我为你们在那里辛苦的工作去挣扎，为他把他自己所有的一切精力都放在上头。
Ministry is hard work, and raising a family is hard work.
侍奉是一个很艰苦的事情。
Often,
来资助一个家庭也是一个很辛苦的工作。
Often we feel like we're suffering and struggling and laboring to death.
常常我们会觉得我们在那里受苦，在那里挣扎，在那里做劳苦的工作。
Many days are really hard and long.
许多的日子我们会觉得非常的长，也非常的难。
But we have to keep focus on the goal, on loving God and loving the people in our care.
但是我们要把我们的眼光放在那个目标上头，去爱神和爱人。
So we learned that Paul never focused on the suffering, he focused on the supremacy of Christ.
所以我们看到保罗，他从来没有把他的眼光着重在那个受苦的上头，而是把他的眼光放在上面的基督。
Paul was rooted in Christ and fixed his eyes on Jesus.
保罗他自己是在基督里头生根的，所以他把他的眼光放在基督上。
It really takes hard work and leaves us often completely exhausted and spent.
的确需要很多的功夫，很多很艰苦的一些奋斗，常常会精疲力竭。
The hard work needs to be done, but it shouldn't be done by one person only.
这些苦工是需要做的，但是不是让一个人去做。
And in our spiritual homes, as the church grows up together, as the family, as the kids grow up together, everyone does a part. So that no one person is doing
all work. 当这个教会在那里成长，这个家庭在那里成长，每一个成员都参与成为里头的一部分。
And the family together shares in the hard work.
那么整个家庭也是在一起，能够分担这个苦工。
Secondly, building a spiritual home took Paul to do some head work.
第二个，在建立一个属神的家庭的时候，我们需要有这个圣经话语教导的工作。
The early church was vulnerable to heresies and wrong teaching.
早期的教会 很难去免于受到这些异端这些不正确的教导。
And if you turn on your TVs and your radios and your media today, there's a lot of wrong teaching out there.
今天我们把电视打开，我们听到收音机里头常常会有许许多多很有问题的一些教导。
And the Apostle Paul, it was his duty to present to them the Word of God.
那是使徒保罗，他是用心要把这个神的话语完完全全的交托给这些教会的。
Present it in its fullness.
他要把这个道理能够传得非常全备。
So that everyone would be presented perfect in Christ.
所以每一个教会的成员能够很完整的展现到耶稣基督的面前。
When we say perfect in Christ, we're talking about mature and complete in Christ.
我们说能够很完美的展现在基督的面前，我们是说这些人都非常的成熟，也非常的有深度。
It was Paul's job to make sure they wouldn't fall and be deceived into these fine-sounding arguments.
保罗把这当作他自己的一个使命，不要让有任何的教会成员受到这些异端的影响。
Of the hollow and deceptive philosophies based on human traditions.
这些很空虚、很不真实的一些人为的一些哲学来影响。
He was committed to make the whole counsel of God known.
他是把自己摆上，要让整个神的教导能够让这些教会的人能够知道。
To teach it and preach it fully and completely.
他愿意把这个神的真道能够传讲得非常的完备。
And this is important today because there's a lot of teachings in Scripture that may be deemed today as not politically correct, as intolerant, as unpopular, as unsatisfying, as homophobic.
那么今天我们在圣经里头看到有一些东西，也许有很多的人会认为跟今天的时代潮流不很吻合，也许有一些疑问。
But it would be not characteristic of Paul to ignore something or alter it or deny any teaching in God's word.
但是我们看到使徒保罗当年他没有把这些东西留在后头不教，而是把这圣经整个的真道传得全备。
So for our families today, it's really important for parents to have meals together and regularly go out on outings with their children.
所以今天我们在家里头做父母的实在是需要花许多的时间跟子女在一起，有交通，带他们出去，对他们有一些很亲密的一些教导。
To engage our children in daily conversations about important matters of life.
我们要跟我们的子女每一天都要有很多的沟通，关于这个生命上一切重要的事情都要有一些沟通。
To challenge their worldview, to talk about truth, to talk about values, talk about their hopes and dreams.
我们要在世界观上做一些探讨，我们要讨论这些价值观，我们要讨论这个生命的起伏等等。
And so important to reflect on what the Word of God says about everything.
实在是非常的重要，我们要从神的话语里头来看到这整个的世界。
I don't know, your kids are pretty smart and they stump me a lot.
我们知道今天的子女都非常的聪明，常常他们会问一些问题我们答不出来。
There are a lot of hard questions.
有许多很难的问题。
And as a parent, as a pastor, sometimes I don't know the answer.
做父母，做牧师，常常我们都没有答案。
But for them to see that we are committed to the truth of God's word is all the more important.
但是如果他们的眼中看到我们对这个真理的那个认真，那个态度，也许这是更重要的一个教导。
And we will wrestle together with the questions and try to find the truth.
那么我们愿意一起为这些困难的问题来寻求解答。
And don't make up something you really don't know.
而不去虚造一个答案，自己还没有真正的去研究过。
Thirdly, Paul did some head work towards the church. Hard work towards the church.
保罗他也在这些教会的群众里头做了一些心灵沟通教导的工作。
As a spiritual leader, he often verbalized his affection and his delight in his church.
我们看到在保罗的话语里头常常表达他心里头的那个爱那个亲爱
He said, I delight to see you, how you are, how your faith is. I am present with you.
我们常常听到保罗说能够看到你们能够听到你们我心里是何等的高兴
And there's an interplay of his affection and love to how much they actually understand and know God.
因为他的这一个心里头流露出来的那个关爱能够让这些教会的弟兄姐妹能够更有心去寻求神。
A growing church needs to have a reputation of being a place of encouragement, of hope, of good cheer, as well as solid Bible teaching and reproducing ministry.
一个成长的教会要让大家能够看到那里头常常能够得到安慰得到鼓励得到彼此的这个搭配等等
How we do it is just as important as what we do
我们怎么样子来做这个侍奉的工作就跟我们所做的这个工作也许是更要重要
But if we're in a place that is condemning and fragmented it could be a greater hindrance to the evangelism than intellectual uncertainties.
如果教会里头有纷争那个没有这个同心的话也许在传福音的工作上头会成为更大的难阻。
So how do we demonstrate our affection and our delight in each family member?
所以我们怎么样子在家庭的成员里头表达我们心中的那个关爱
Before entering into an intellectual debate with your teenager, do we listen with enjoyment and smile at them?
在我们跟子女有一个智慧上一个很大的一个争论的时候，我们可以先开始去听，带着笑容来听他们所讲的。
Do we approach them with open arms and an open heart?
我们是不是面对这些沟通的时间，我们是把我们的双手张开，让我们的心胸敞开来，能够很心甘情愿的来听他们。
Do we display humility and extend mutual respect to not make it a one-way debate?
我们是不是也表达出我们的一个谦卑，一个彼此的尊重，能够让这个东西不是一个单方向的一个辩论
？Affectionate, loving communication is like oxygen to a flame.
这种非常亲爱非常火热的这种沟通的方式就好像在火焰上头加一些氧气
And a spiritual home will suffocate without oxygen
一个属灵的家庭如果没有这样子的一个爱会窒息
Hard work, head work, heart work
艰苦奋斗的工作神话语教导的工作跟心灵沟通的工作
Colossians 2, 6 and 7 is our focus. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him.
那么哥罗西书第二章第六节你们既然受了主基督耶稣就当遵他而行
The New International Version renders it as continue to live in Him,But in the original Greek, the verb peripateo literally says continue to walk about with him.
那么在NIV 的这个翻译版本里头，我们看到是继续的活在他的里面，但是在原来的那个希腊文里头，却是继续不断的与他同行。
Our Christian faith is a walk.
我们基督的信仰是一个行走。
It's an ongoing journey, a daily stroll with the Lord.
是一个继续不断的行走，是一个每天与神漫步的一个行走。
Entering into salvation is not the finish line of our Christian faith. We must continue walking.
进入那个得救，而不是基督信仰的一个终点。我们要继续不断的与神同行。
Paul tells us how we are to continue living in Christ.With a sequence of four participles, each carrying a different metaphor or image.
保罗用四个分词来介绍怎么样子来与神继续不断的生活。
The first is being firmly rooted like a tree.
那么第一个是 向下扎根，就好像一棵树一样。
In the perfect passive form, it carries the idea that you don't root yourself, but you have been rooted by God.
用一个被动式的、一个完全式的、一个文法的形式，那么表达了一个意思，就是说我们不是自己在那里向下扎根，而是神让我们能够向下扎根。
It's something that is completed, already done, once and for all.
而且这个扎根的工作，神已经完成了。
But now we continue with the results.
那么今天我们继续不断地在那个向下扎根里头的那个成果上头来享受。
Being rooted in Christ, we go to Jesus as our source of grace and supply for all of our family's needs.
当我们在基督里扎根了之后，我们会向基督来寻求我们生命上一切的需要。
The second participle is being built up in him like a house under construction.
那么第二个分词跟那个比喻就是说建造，就好像建造一个房子一样。
It's under construction.
是一个在建造的过程里的一个房子。
More and more progress is made over time.
我们在随着时间，这个建造的过程会有更多的进展。
And we get closer to closer to completion, but we're not yet there.
我们会更接近那个完成的时刻，但是我们还没有完成。
It's important to remember that every building has a blueprint.
我们知道，我们非常重要的，我们要了解每一个建筑的建筑物都有一个蓝图。
And we are built upon according to a plan and God's purpose.
我们这个建造的蓝图是根据神的那个目的。
The third participle is being strengthened in the faith.
第三个分词是在信心里头更坚固。
Being firmed up and being tested as fire by fire as evidence of a maturing faith.
就好像在火里头遭遇试炼，变得更坚固，来成为我们一个成熟的信心的一个表征。
How do we know we have a growing spiritual home? We see them getting stronger.
我们怎么能够知道我们有一个在属灵里头继续不断成长的家庭呢？
It's an exciting thing to see our youth gain personal conviction and demonstrate boldness in their faith.
我们非常高兴看到我们中间的这些青少年在他们那个信心的成长上头，他们表达出他们信心里的那个勇气。
And the picture that you see is a group of students standing around a flagpole praying.
我们看到的是一些高中生站在学校的那个旗子的旁边，一起在那里祷告。
This is a student-initiated event that takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every September.
这个是学生自己主持的，他们在第四个星期三，每一个九月份的第四个星期三。
And it's called See You at the Pole.
是大家在这个旗杆的面前一起来祷告。
And it started out in America, but it's international.
是开始从美国兴起的，但是已经变成世界性的。
Students would gather around the flagpoles at their schools early in the morning and pray as classmates, teachers, and other people pass by.
学生早上一早到了学校，在旗杆的旁边围成圈子，在那里一起为世界来祷告。
It's not an easy thing for them to pray in the open when unbelieving peers walk by.
当他们在那里公开的在那里祷告，让这些不信神的人在旁边走过，的确不是一件简单的事情。
Because by that action they are seen as someone who believes in Christ.
因为他们的那个行动表达出他们在耶稣基督里头的一个信心。
And they are not ashamed of who they are.
他们对基督没有任何羞耻。
And I'm glad to say many of our students participate in that every year.
我们非常的高兴看到我们中间有许多的青少年参与那一件。
It's been happening for many years. Many of our students have been involved.
过去许多的年里头有好多我们中间的青少年参加这个祷告。
And the final participle is overflowing with thankfulness.
那么最后的这个分词呢，就是 心中充满的那个感谢。
It's different than the other three because this is in the active form.
那么这个跟前面的三样不太一样，因为这个是主动的，而不是被动的。
Instead of what God was doing and what we were being, what was being done to us, now we are to do.
这个不是神在我们身上做的，而是神让我们自己来主动的去参与。
A sign of a healthy spiritual home is that we are overflowing in thankfulness.
一个很健康的一个属灵的家，可以让人看到家里成员每一个人身上都流露出那个感恩的心。
That we are constantly counting our blessings.
我们常常的去计算神的那个祝福。
Imagine a bubbling fountain overflowing or a cup that runs over with an endless supply of water.
想象中好像是一个水泉，好像一个杯子，里头装了满满的，不断的往外流。
And it's because God is pouring these blessings upon our life that it overflows into everything else in our life.
因为神把这许许多多的祝福浇灌在我们中间，让我们止不住自己要把这里头的那个感恩表达出来。
Even when we don't want to give thanks, it just overflows involuntarily because we have overwhelming thanksgiving.
即使我们不会主动的去感恩，但是里头的那个恩典实在让我们止不住自己去这样子把这个感恩的心表达出来。
With such a great joy that God fills in us, this joy and gratitude and delight is so full that it pours over.
神把那个喜乐那个感恩的心充满在我们的里面，让我们觉得充了满满的，不断的往外流出来。
As we continue walking and living in Christ, may our spiritual homes be both our church and our families be overflowing with thankfulness.
在我们继续不断的与神同行，活在基督里头的时候，愿意我们这个属神的这个属灵的一个家庭里头，我们的教会都能够充满了这个感恩的心。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we confess to you that we are still under construction.
父神，我们来到你的面前，我们要向你坦率地承认。我们仍旧是一个在建立中的、建造中的一个家庭和教会。
Father, remind us today how much we have received from you.
父神，让你来提醒我们，我们已经从你那里得到这么许多。
That you have poured out your blessing upon our church and our families.
你已经把你的祝福倒灌在我们的教会里，在我们的家里。
That we have been rooted in Christ.
让我们能够在基督里头生根。
Continue to be built up.
让我们继续不断地向上建造。
That you put us through the fires to strengthen our faith.
让我们好像通过这个火的一个试炼，能够继续不断地在信心里头坚固。
And you pour your blessings that we can't help but to overflow in thankfulness.
你把那么许多的祝福浇灌在我们心中，让我们身不由己要把那个感恩的心流露出来。
Lord, we commit ourselves to you.
主，我们愿我们把自己放在你的面前。
And humbly ask, Lord, for your work in our lives to continue.
谦卑我们，让你在我们生命里的工作继续不断地进行。
Bless each and every one of our homes.
祝福我们中间每一个家庭。
Not because we deserve it, but because you are generous.
不是因为我们配得，而是你是那样的宽容大量。
With thanksgiving, we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样子的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.